Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Talked about it a couple times already today, but once again, thank you to everyone who reached out. I got a million texts, people who I expected and a lot of people who I was not surprised, but hadn't heard from in a long time, who reached out. And then we had like 2,500 people like the photo of my mom, and near 1,000 people comment incredibly nice things. And my mom would have denied it, but she loved attention. So she would have loved this.
Well, she always loved when we would post her on Facebook. And
the
Mrs. Glover posts would always pop off.
Yeah.
And
she was mad
no
at me
because
I didn't have social media. Because she would say, well, show me. Show me what people are saying. And I'm like, I really can't. She's like, well, what use are you to me then? So, but no, and I told her that one time we posted her picture and we got the most likes we ever had. And that she just beamed.
Yeah.
Just ear to ear, so very sweet. Going to do the Sweet 16 for you here, as always, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. My good friend Skip is here with us today, and thank you very much for reaching out. That's very sweet of you, very
well,
nice.
I mean,
you've been through it.
You never know what to say or do. It's so hard.
But the act of reaching out is all you need to do.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, sometimes you might need more, and that's why, you know, I said what I said. And so, but who knows? I don't know. I've been there, and I feel for you, and it's doesn't matter how expected it was.
Yeah. I feel like what I need is a trip to Gatlinburg. I don't know why I say that.
Well, you got it. I know a place you can stay. It's not too far from our place.
Well played. Very well played. I need to tell that joke again. I'm not sure the Skip heard it, but my mom's last joke. And she was infirmed. She was sick, and she was on her way out. And we're trying to make small talk with her, and said, "Hey, Mom, who was the president when you were born?" And with impeccable timing, she paused and she said, "I'm pretty sure we still had a king."
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty
really good.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's good.
Not too bad for you're a week away from death. Okay, so the Sweet 16 today is best disaster movie, and I pointed out to the guys this can be natural disasters, it can be aliens, it can be anything where things go sideways real bad. And we haven't done this in a few years, and I really like this one. I have a bunch of them and a couple of heart picks and then some obvious ones. Skip, you want to start us out?
I'd need some clarification first. So are you talking about a disaster movie where something gets resolved, or could it be something where something happens in the movie, the whole plot is something different, but there's a disaster that happens?
Yes,
a major
it could be
disaster.
Either
okay.
one. Could be either
that,
one.
That made a lot of difference, because I'll be honest with you, I know a million disaster movies, and I've seen very few of them. Hmm. I don't know why. I was looking at them, Towering Inferno, I remember that, but I didn't ever see that. And then one after the other, I'm going, well, I didn't see that one. Oh, yeah, that one. So I don't have a big long list, but I have it got bigger if I can throw disaster into the picture.
Yes.
But I am going to start with a great one.
Okay.
I know you love this movie. I hope I don't take it. It's just classic.
I know where you're going.
It's classic. Yep. I love all the actors in it.
Midnight Run.
Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah.
Poseidon Adventure is just great.
The original movie. The remake was not as good.
No, the remake, don't throw it away, but the original movie is just great.
God, I saw that when I was a kid, and I was just I was enthralled. I'm like, what is happening?
It scared me more than any horror movie.
Yes.
It's just scary.
Yeah.
When they show that wave about ready to hit the ship, oh my gosh, it's scary.
Growing up in South Roxana, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to get hit by a rogue wave. Leslie Nielsen on the bridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hard left. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
With Shelley Winters.
Uh-huh. Oh. It was great.
All-time classic.
Great. Yeah.
That to me is the one to beat. Andrew?
I think the one to beat is this one, Twister.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It holds up.
It did.
So
we watched
good.
It recently. It's still pretty good.
It was on TV like a couple weeks ago when Megan and I went over and dinner with my dad, and we just ended up watching the entire thing. And we're like, this holds up so well.
I love
for being
Bill Paxton.
I do too.
Dumb, goofy,
and I've never seen it.
A dumb, goofy disaster.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I love Bill Paxton. He's one of my favorite actors. And
you should watch it.
I've meant to see it thousand times.
He's so Bill Paxton in this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the cast is nuts. There's this scene.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's one of the side characters.
The scene where they're like all the side characters, they're all having like breakfast together or something, and you're like, oh.
Cameron from Ferris Bueller, isn't it?
Yeah. We had Bill Paxton on the show once, and he told a great story about, I believe there's a photo where he is, Kennedy went to Fort Worth before he went to Dallas, and he's in the crowd, and he's on his dad's shoulders, like, in the fifth row. And he's like maybe 10 years old or something, and he told that story.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Pretty neat. Cool. How is Twisters?
Good. So, I mean, don't go in expecting brilliant script or brilliant plot, but it's fun, and it looks cool. I mean, like, I just watched the original. Maybe I think my wife and I, we watched it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, just kind of knowing we would see this. It looks so much better this time around with the effects and all that. It's a fun movie. Okay. You'll enjoy it.
Your submission?
Godzilla minus one.
Wow.
Tokyo gets destroyed. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a bad day.
It is a really bad. It's one of the first ones that really shows it like it being a disaster movie. Normally they're like, oh, that building fell down. But this one is from the perspective of all the people that just went through World War II, and now they've got Godzilla wrecking the town.
I've not seen it.
It's so good.
I'm going to watch the ball game tonight and listen to Buck and Carrie, but I may watch that tomorrow.
It's a good one.
Rach?
Titanic.
good call.
It was number one on most of the lists I looked at.
Yep.
I didn't think of that.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. I mean, it's a little intimidating to sit down and watch the whole thing these days, but especially as a kid, I remember loving it. And we had a Titanic game for the like Windows 98 or something that would always crash the computer, but that was also extremely fun.
Famous for crashing things.
So many, there are very few subtle disaster movies, right? Yeah, like you said, they're not known for their scripts, but I have a special affinity for Deep Impact.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones that I've meant to watch, and I said I knew about it, and I've
If
never
Bill
seen
Paxton
it.
Is Bill Paxton-y, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Is
Morgan Freeman-y.
Oh. That's got some good, like, it's good visually. Like, there's some, like, when the wave is coming towards New York City. Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah. The part where the wave is coming and just people are flying and there's a guy reading the newspaper and he never flinches.
Nope.
He doesn't know that there's a gigantic tsunami behind him.
That whole movie was just amazing. It's not, like you said, it's not perfect. It's not like, wow, what a brilliant script or whatever, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood is in it. He's the teenage kid.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
How about Airplane?
I love it. I got that too.
Me too.
I love it. And Airport and Airport 75 and all those. That's why Airplane was so good.
That's
great.
Why it was so funny. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That is probably the first comedy movie I ever saw in the theaters. And I was, I don't know, 10, something like that. And it was one of those where Jack and Francis were uncomfortable with the humor, but my dad was laughing so hard. Yeah. My mom was wanting to go home, and my dad's like, he's fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
This is fun.
This is too much fun. Andrew.
How about Pacific Rim?
Oh, that's a great one.
I've seen that. I forgot. Okay.
That's so good.
That movie's awesome.
That is a good one.
I haven't watched it in a while. I'm going to go back and watch it.
I feel like it's a guilty pleasure.
It is.
It's a great movie.
It's a good one. I agree. Good call.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Wheels.
Which was the one I wanted to go with next? I have a whole mountain of these. I'll just go with the this is a little bit different type of disaster. I don't know if it qualifies. Tell me if it's bad, but the movie Everest.
Yeah, that qualifies.
Where everything's going bad and like people are dying on the mountain, and the visual. If you guys haven't seen that,
I've seen it.
The visuals of crossing over the crevasses with ladders. Mm-hmm. I mean, bro,
I was so into Everest just back when that happened in what was it, 96, something like that.
Yeah,
and the story of it, and it was one of those like people buy me Bigfoot stuff now. People were buying me Everest books and things like that.
What's I'm saying is, was there any Yetis in it?
There's always a Yeti. You just can't see him in the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're white.
Yeah.
Rach.
I'll go with The Day After Tomorrow, which I actually just watched for the first time a couple weeks
Did
ago.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good movie.
Is that the one with
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to put this one on because probably only Skip would know it, but the original, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
See, I didn't know that qualified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Aliens are fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just.
But none of you guys have seen it.
That's
so
just crazy.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I'll go with Independence Day.
Oh, that was going to be my next one.
Okay. So
that's a great one.
A bunch of these, if I didn't really
loosens
realize.
It up.
But yeah.
Okay. Loosens
okay.
It up.
All right. All right.
Andrew.
Nope. You skipped.
Sorry,
you skip.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Superman.
Ooh. The original?
The original, because their whole planet blows up.
Sure.
And, of course, that's the beginning, and everything else happens afterwards. Yeah. But that's what I was saying. That's the first thing I thought about. What's planetary disaster? Oh, you know, Krypton blowing up, that's a pretty big disaster.
Yeah. It doesn't go well for the Earth either.
No.
Exactly. I was going to say. Yeah.
I one of my guilty pleasures, I love Man of Steel. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
one?
That's a good one.
I do. I like that, but Superman just takes me back.
Yeah.
Man of Steel is better. If you haven't seen either of them, it's a better movie, but it can't make me. I mean, first of all, I love Gene Hackman. Go back to the
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor was just, and Ned Beatty as the bad. They were the best.
Is it Superman 1 or 2 where Clark Kent goes back and beats that guy's ass in the diner?
That's 2.
Oh, that's one.
Because he took away his powers by the sun.
Great
and goes
scene.
Back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a great scene. Yeah. Now, Andrew.
How about Perfect Storm?
Love it.
And on a smaller scale.
I had that on there. I couldn't say it because there's one thing about that movie that bothers me so bad.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story.
Yes.
Says that right away. So the whole movie, I'm thinking, which one of these guys survives? Because they don't know what happens out on the boat if they all die. Because if they all die, the only thing that's true is the boat left and never came back.
I've never thought of that.
But I'm sitting, because of that, I know they all survive, and so when they all die, I just went, I love the movie all the way to the end. I'm wondering which one's going to survive. Otherwise, how do you know what happens? There is nothing. There's no way to know what happens.
Never thought of that.
Okay, so the true part is this boat left the harbor. Bye.
Didn't
That's
come
it.
Back.
That's the story.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about the movie. It is a great movie. I always liked the movie, but I it just bothers me.
Now it bothers me.
I can't take it.
Andrew.
Perfect Storm.
Oh, sorry. Wheels.
Yeah. 28 Days Later.
I've never seen it.
I'm going to tell you something. Even if you don't like zombie movies, that might be the best one.
Better than 28 Days?
Sorry? That is 28 Days.
Oh, I thought that was the sequel.
No, 28 That's Weeks me. Is the sequel.
Oh, okay.
And now they're coming out with 28 Years Later. That's coming up next. And Cillian Murphy's coming back for that.
I would agree.
But this is young Cillian Murphy. Yeah. It's got a great cast. There's a lot that goes on beyond just being chased by zombies.
See,
too.
I didn't even think of zombie movies.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole world collapsed.
I didn't know if it would be. I didn't know if it qualified.
Yeah.
Because it's not. I mean, to me, we love The Walking Dead. I think that's better than any of the movies. Okay, but. But this is up there, and I kind of liked World War Z. Those two.
I did, too.
All others.
But I think this one had fewer plot holes than World War Z.
Yeah, probably.
World War Z, you're like, they really, the plane, sorry, spoiler, but the plane just crashed right near where you needed to go. Okay.
Yeah.
You and Skip, boy.
Yeah. But I agree with him, though. It's a fun movie. It's good.
I'm going to go with War of the Worlds.
Oh, which one?
The Tom Cruise one.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that movie.
I did, too.
I didn't make it through.
Really?
I never saw it,
Oh, it's good, man.
I think it was because Tom Cruise was a bad father in the beginning.
He was. He was a jerk, yeah.
And I pretty much figured out that there would be an arc, but it just bothered me so much, I just didn't finish it.
Yeah.
I will go, another hard pick would be The Birds.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Oh, man, I'd never thought of that. Of course, they don't say why, but it is a disaster that caused Yeah.
So we need one more, and then we'll take a break.
Skip, you got one?
Yeah, I've got one. Outbreak.
I love
it. Oh, good
with
one.
Dustin Hoffman and
I was
early Kevin Spacey.
I was weighing that one versus Contagion.
See, I think Outbreak is.
If you watch Contagion after, now that we've gone through COVID, it's something. Because this was 2011. It was something.
I know he's a creeper, but Kevin Spacey in Outbreak.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
424 and DGS, Sweet 16 of Best Disaster Movie. Poseidon Adventure versus The Day After Tomorrow.
Poseidon Adventure.
Just writing it down.
Yeah.
Twister versus Independence Day. That's a better match.
That's a great match. Twister. I got to go with Independence Day.
Yeah, I'm going Independence Day anyway.
Twister. Rich?
I'll go Independence Day.
Yep, same. Godzilla Minus One versus Superman, the original.
Oof. Superman. The movie that made you believe a man could fly.
Godzilla.
I got to go Superman because I haven't seen Godzilla.
Yeah, I'm going Godzilla.
Rach.
Oh, my goodness. I fell asleep during Godzilla Minus One, so I guess I have to go Superman.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
To be fair, I fall asleep during everything.
It's a good tiebreaker.
Okay.
I can't wait to go watch it.
Sounds exciting. Titanic versus The Perfect Storm, which Skip is now ruined for us.
Yeah, but I'm saying Perfect Storm, even though
me too.
It still bothers me.
Titanic.
Storm.
Perfect Storm advance.
Yeah, nice. Deep Impact versus 28 Days Later.
Oh.
I got to go 28 Days. I've never seen the other.
Deep Impact.
28 Days.
Impact. Tie to you.
I haven't seen either film.
Uh-oh.
Should we send it to the captain?
Yeah. 28 Days.
There you go.
Yay!
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's good, man. If you like Cillian Murphy at all, he's phenomenal.
And
yeah.
I like zombie movies. Yeah. Airplane. Isn't that the one where they run?
Yeah, they're fast zombies. Yeah.
I don't want that for me. Airplane versus War of the Worlds.
Airplane.
Ooh. Airplane.
I'll give War of the Worlds a courtesy vote.
Pacific Rim versus The Birds. That's the most interesting matchup.
Oh, wow.
I got to go The Birds.
Pacific Rim.
Oh.
I'll go The Birds for nostalgia. Plus, they peck little kids' eyes out. So.
Yeah, I'm going The Birds, too.
And The Birds is such an interesting concept. Yeah, there's no explanation. It's not clear why the birds are freaking out.
Remember the scene with the gas tank?
Oh, yeah.
You wonder, did the birds do that on purpose to do it? I mean, it's almost like they did, you know?
Everest versus Outbreak.
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 Yeah. Anybody else?
That's
moves on.
Okay. Elite Eight, Poseidon Adventure versus Independence Day.
Man.
Poseidon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Poseidon.
It's the OG.
Superman, the original versus Perfect Storm.
Storm.
Superman.
Perfect Storm.
Is that a tie?
That to you.
I'm going to give it to Roger because I'm ambivalent on this one.
Well, I love the book and the movie Perfect Storm. I'm taking that.
Alrighty. 28 Days Later versus Airplane.
28 Days.
Airplane moves on.
I want to know if Roger heard what I said about the Perfect Storm being.
I did, but you know, I mean, there were other ships in the area that
around,
that heard the distress calls and everything. I mean, if you read the book,
the guy got the The fish hook caught in his thumb and got pulled
over.
That's what I'm saying. That stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. But it's still people lost at sea in a storm.
Independence Day, which is well documented.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anything on the ocean
to say based on a true story at the beginning of Independence Day.
The birds versus Outbreak.
Birds.
Man.
The dark horse, birds.
Yeah,
birds.
I mean, we've got, this is a pretty good, pretty good Final Four we have coming up. Go ahead and play me some music and we'll do the Final Four on the other side.
Good.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Down to the Final Four of the Best Disaster Movie of All Time. Skip, how are things going over at Weber?
Going very, very well. It's been a really cool month. I think every month now for 3 or 4 months, I keep saying, hey, we got the most vehicles in from the factory that we've got. And it's the same thing. I mean, we just got the most stuff come in, which means our sales are just going to turn around and just be that highest, and we're creeping back up to where we used to be, and that's really neat to see, and that makes the prices come down a little bit, which is, you know, makes you sell even more, and it all builds on each other. And they just announced a 2025 ZR1 Corvette, and it's just amazing. It's,
you know,
and that's not something we need to even advertise. I mean, you've already got a waiting list for it, but it's just to see them come out with just another car that just beats the greatest car I've ever seen again. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I think that their engineering is so good. And
they really brought, I mean, not that the Corvette ever sucked, but they really brought it back.
Oh, man.
In a real way.
And they were, you know, for the last 15 years or so, it's been a super, super car. It's basically since 2000. It's been great. But when they put that engine in the middle, it's unreal. It's unbelievable how
I need you to take me for a drive sometime. I've never been in one of those. I'll let you drive it. Okay.
We'll do it. I'll let you drive it because it's great. That's when I started getting them. I mean, you know, they're expensive, but I can, you know, I just lease them and because I'll just turn them back in and they're worth everything that I paid for it already. And it's just a great turnaround. And so I've had a couple of them and they're, you know, they're super nice.
It's a really nice national commercial you guys have with the Corvette and the tracks.
Yeah.
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 Very effective.
Yeah, exactly. That's the bookends because the tracks might be the best. One of the best buys out there.
Yeah.
One of the best. It's one of the least. It might still be the least expensive vehicle, and it doesn't look it, doesn't drive it. It's just great. I mean, if you ride
it. Two of my favorite people, Rachel and Nick, both have Weber Chevrolet tracks.
Yeah. I love my tracks.
Final four of best disaster movies. It's an interesting final four. Poseidon Adventure versus Perfect Storm. Two boats.
Ooh, I got to go Poseidon.
Yeah, Poseidon.
No, definitely Poseidon.
Poseidon moves on. In one of the most interesting matchups ever in Sweet 16, Airplane versus Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm going to go Birds.
I'm going Airplane.
I'll go Birds.
I'm going to make it a tie. I'm going to go Airplane because it's the best comedy disaster of all time.
Yeah, I'm going there too.
Okay.
Birds never did much for me.
Airplane versus Poseidon Adventure.
I just swat him out of the air.
I mean, come on, just hit him.
Yeah, big deal. I'll punch him in the face.
I'll still go Poseidon.
Yeah, me too.
Skip?
I'm torn. I'm hoping someone else decides it. Of course, that just guaranteed a tie to me, but we'll see.
No, let's send it a tie to Andrew.
No, I'm not voting yet, is what I'm saying.
I know, but if you want to jump in on it, then we can make
it. I'll vote for whatever makes it a tie to Skip.
You know he's the boss, right? You get don't you?
I will say, just because I said it when I nominated, I'll go Poseidon Adventure.
There you
go. Classic.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.